This past weekend, I just want to remind you guys about, we were at in Joburg. Do you remember?
I do.
Yes.
The Betway Summer Cup Telkom Radio Awards.
Yes.
Yes, and then I was at a hotel, at the same hotel as Sky.
Oh, you guys were at the lobby.
At a balcony room.
You had a balcony.
I swapped Sky's room to get the balcony room.
Blimey.
Yeah. And then I went. So before
so the obviously because you like to go outside on the balcony to breathe the fresh air.
I closed the door to go make. I actually was taking selfies, if you must know.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures. Yeah. And then went back inside, left my stuff inside, went back out onto the balcony, closed the balcony door behind me. It locked. So now this is the time that I've left the one event to be ready on time to go to the awards.
Yeah.
That all our management and staff, like it's us, it's our thing.
Yeah.
And you know when you like get stuck on the balcony the first time, because it's not my first time, guys, believe it or not, the second, this is the first time I was alone on the balcony. Then I realized there's no one to save me.
And you,
I've got to shout
inside.
For help. Everything was inside.
Oh,
it was me, the balcony, and the trees. Yeah. So then I was like, oh, wow, I'm really stuck out here.
Why don't you just
so
climb
I looked next
over the
door.
Balcony.
No, no, no. There was no one in that room.
Oh.
Then I was like, okay, I'm alone. So this was me. I have to move because now you're going to be the lady that helped me in the building next door.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, help! Help! Somebody! Hello! Neighbor!
How long were you doing
Hello?
This?
For at least like full 5 minutes.
Yeah. Help!
Then
That's
I gave
crazy.
Up because I was like, okay, now I'm going to give up. They, no one's going to find me. At some point, Sky will realize I'm not at the radio awards.
Yeah.
Somebody will phone me.
Yeah.
And I was like, they can't phone me. My phone's inside.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to find me. They don't even have the right room number.
Because you moved rooms.
Swapped rooms.
Oh, no.
Then I gave. So then the lady came to me and she's screaming from her apartment
she
on the other
building.
Side. She's like, my husband heard you screaming. Are you okay? No, I'm not okay. Freaking out.
My
she
word.
Calls the hotel. I gave her the wrong room number.
Oh, no.
So then,
word.
No, wait, guys. So then
so
I
the
think,
fire department goes to rescue
no,
you from the wrong room.
No, I think they're coming.
Yeah.
10 more minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, no one's coming. So I go again. Help.
Yeah.
Hello. Can someone help me?
Oh, my
Then she
word.
Came back. And she's like, oh, you're still outside.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still outside. She's like, okay, room 430, wrong room number.
Yeah.
Still.
402.
This is now, so now we're in 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Still no one's helped me.
Yeah.
I go again.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can you phone again?
Can you phone again?
Yeah. So eventually, 30 minutes later, one of the staff heard me screaming at the bottom. He's like, ma'am. That's not the room you're
it's
in.
Not 430.
You're room 4 or whatever. I was like, so you can't come out onto any balcony and find me there. I'm one person stuck on the only, like, come on, guys. But eventually, the gentleman saved me. But it could have been so disastrous.
So the woman was in the other building.
Other building.
And they phoned your building's
hotel.
Reception.
Yes.
Well, you know, would have been classic.
Yeah.
If she'd said, what's your name?
Great. No, that's great. Yeah, that is.
You know what's the best part of that story?
Yes.
This is not the first time this has happened to you.
Guys.
Come in.
The first time was hectic as well. But I wasn't alone.
Listen, we all get locked out. Yeah. You know what? Watch here. As Carmen was telling the story, did you remember about the time that you got locked out? I want to hear your locked out story. Please send us a quick voice note of your I got locked out. 061-792-9495. That's the number I want to hear. Help Carmen with her trauma here.
Good morning, breakfast team. I hope you have a lovely day further. It's Christina. Just listening to Carmen and the help story. Mine was not as bad. Shame, sorry about that, Carmen. And twice too. I first took this occupation of this office and it had a Yale lock. But luckily, I locked myself out of the office and I couldn't get back in. So Yale lock, you have no other key. And so there was a gentleman on the same floor at that time, and he used an OHB, and that's back in the days he had OHB projectors. So thankfully, an OHB projector, sort of a flimsy slide plastic thing that you use, he managed to open with that, but I locked myself out many times after that, never learned the mechanism of how to reopen the... But anyway, I wanted to say, I never leave my cell phone no matter where I'm going. So I have a little cell phone pouch. So Colin, keep your cell phone with you. at all times. There's little cell phone pouches that we buy nowadays. Just hang it to your shoulder and walk about with your cell phone in your pouch. And that way you can still have an emergency to call if something like that happens. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Hi, so this isn't a story where I got locked out, but it's a story where my sister and I got somebody locked out of their hotel room. So we were at a resort hotel. It was actually the Wild Coast. It was years ago. And we were fairly young and we were playing pranks. So we were knocking on people's room doors and we were running away. And it so happened that we knocked on a door of a gentleman. And we ran for our lives, like we literally ran. And as we ran, so if you know the Wild Coast corridors, they're not straight. They're like a bit wavy in terms of how they are designed. So as we walked to, or as we ran to our room, we heard this gentleman come out. And instead of him just opening the door to check who it was, he came out of his room and he was, I think he was in his underwear. And he got locked out of his room and he didn't have a key with him. So my sister and I ran back to our rooms and we were, I promise you, we were laughing. We were literally crying with tears in our eyes laughing because we laughed so hard. We're not sure how the gentleman got back in his room and we're so thankful for Wild Coast not having cameras in the room at that time. This was like 10 years ago.
Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.